Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. And I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their layland. And hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to rumble in the new mown hay.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. But of all the times to choose I may, I'd be rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. And I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their layland. And hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to rumble in the new. Rumble in the new mown hay, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to rumble in the new mown hay.
Strolling down the LSA, picking out pastels and other kinds of paints.
Eddie said to Claude, I got some rouge that is really odd, and some indigo from Cairo that I bet you ain't.
They continued this discussion over coffee and an English muffin when Andre Darren joined them in their talking beverage, you see.
He was on his way to London, so Monet winked and told him, when you get to Charing Cross, man, paint one of the bridge for me.
Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Far above, he had an eye for perspective and an ear for love. Camille Pissarro was older than the rest of the bunch.
He was dope and had a brand new style, but he was missing the point, so every once in a while he'd go off to Montmartre to talk it over with the others over lunch.
Allons!
Manger!
Tooth sweet Monet concerned itself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on lots of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. No, don't forget Paul Gauguin.
I thought I heard the old man cry.
Some other way, parting with his fiddle, the salt of blind desire. Oh, rattle and roar and Willie, you're welcome home to me. Your fiddle, oh, sell your fiddle so fine. Willie, come sell your fiddle and buy a pint of wine. If I should sell my fiddle, the world would think I was mad. For many's a run today, my fiddle and I have had. By Crocallan, I can only keep it bend. Rattle and roar and Millie was seated at yon board end. Seated at yon board end in among good company. Rattle and roar and Millie, you're welcome home to me. Thank you.
rap and roar, and Willie when he came to the fair, for to sell his fiddle and buy some other ware. But parting with his fiddle, the salt to blind his eye. Oh, rattle and roar, and Willie, you're welcome home to me.
That's the group called Blackthorn out of, I believe, Vancouver or Victoria. I think Vancouver. And excellent players. Oh, my gosh, excellent players. And they know what they're doing when it comes to harmonies. They've got it all together, but there's something not quite right. There's a thing that you call the it when you do any kind of, whether it's soul or Celtic or even classical. You have to have the it. And the it isn't quite there. Excellent, like I say, players, wonderful harmonies. There's just something that's just not quite, it's like those universes in old Star Trek episodes that aren't quite square. But again, amazing and great people. Don't get me wrong. But, and then the saltier blindes e. When you mess with Robert Burns, you mess with the meter. Rattle and roar and Willie, you're welcome home to me. Trying to sell his fiddle, the saltier blindes e, his eye. Rattled and roaring, they say I, and then you have me, and it wrecks the rhyme. And that could be a purist thing, but it just, it doesn't, it's not natural. And Robert Burns wrote E to rhyme with me, and why you would change it to I, when it's pretty apparent what it is, I'm not sure. And maybe that's just too picky. Anyway, there's something, and we also heard Country Life. I Like to Rise When the Sun She Rises, which we've heard from the Watersons, and Davy Jones and the Revels folks and all that. And again, the same kind of thing. It's all there, the harmonies and the good playing and everything, but something isn't just quite right. And that's fair. That's fair. They work hard. They're hard workers and they're good players. Blackthorn. And you should go see them because they're fun. Don't, because I say that I give a lukewarm response to their album. Don't not go see them if you get a chance, because they know what they're doing. There's just something that's not quite right. Anyway, Blackthorn, and we also heard the Impressionist two-step, a little bit of Gauguin and Van Gogh and Monet and Manet and all those other folks mentioned in a Cajun thing. Pop Wagner and Jack Hansen wrote that originally, and Wagner did it on one of his EPs and one of his albums. That's a fun song, the Impressionist two-step. From Shanghai on the Willamette. Of course, Shanghai referring to that idea of those folks that were kidnapped to do duty at sea. And they were especially major happening like in San Francisco, and they'd go into these bars and they'd get drunk and then they'd wake up in the morning and find themselves on shipboard. Shanghai on the Willamette. Gordy and Jonathan. It's a good little album. And check it out. Check it out on the playlists. Our playlists are at nwpr.org, and Amanda Cully helping with the playlists, and you can find them there. They're posted right around Tuesday when the show gets up on the archives, and the archives are also at nwpr.org, and you can listen to them as far back as 2006, and because they are of an archival nature, you'll hear all the ads, and you'll hear all the underwriting, and you'll hear everything as it happened back from 2006 on up. That's pretty cool, I think. Oh, those drunken maidens. There are a bunch of them. There's five of them. And they have had this album out for over a year now, and they're probably working on a new one. They did the Tumbleweed Benefit with me back in March, and they were kind of a hit at the Tumbleweed Festival this last time, and they did a couple of things for Folklife this year, those Drunken Maidens. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we're going to play Biker Hill now.
If I had another penny, I would have another Jill. I would make the piper play the Bonnie Lass of Biker Hill. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call you lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call you lads forevermore. The pitmen and the girls are trim, they drink bumble made from gin. Then to dance they do begin to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call ye lads forevermore. Biker Hill and walk ashore, call ye lads forevermore. When first I went down to the dirt, I had no coat and no pit shirt. Now I've gotten two or three. Walker Pitt's done well by me. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call you lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call you lads forevermore. Geordie Thompson, he had a pig. If you hit it with a shovel, it would dance a jig. All the way to the Walker Rig, to the tune of Elsie Marley. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call you lads forevermore. Biker Hill and Walker Shore, call you lads forevermore.
Tree, how many up that hill in the valley below us. Scattered rain fell, then we crossed the ridge and descended into hell. Scenes from a nightmare, trees black, dead and bare, houses charred and tumbled ruins, devastation everywhere. Here and there a chimney stack rose dark against the sky, like some grim memorial to the many who had died. All was ashes, ashes, ashes. The colors of the world had all burned away, leaving ashes, only ashes on Black Saturday. Dave said, when I saw the firestorm coming, roaring down Sugarloaf Mountain, knew no power on earth could stop it. Watch as all that stood before it exploded in the fiery ruin. I pulled my teens back from Strathewen. To stay would have been suicide, as homes burned and people died. Sick to my heart, I knew there was nothing, there was nothing we could do. Smoke and the heat of that deadly Holocaust, we searched for our friends and neighbors, or what was left of them. Oh, the things I saw that dreadful day, I hope I never see again. And as the three of us stood by that blackened, deadened wood, the sense of loss and desolation broke the heart and chilled the blood. Dave told his story calmly, he had no need to dramatize, for the horror of that day was still written in his eyes. All was ashes, ashes, ashes. The colors of the world had all burned away, leaving ashes, only ashes, on Black Saturday. Down at the Arthur's Creek Oval, part of a journey towards renewal, community all came together to relax, have fun, reflect, remember that evening as we've been asked to do. John and I sang a song or two, had a few beers, talked to the people, listened to the tales of loss and survival, and oh, for a few hours at least, that our songs brought them some pleasure, and just maybe some release. I remember that day still, when hope started to rebuild, and And I saw amongst the ashes some things a bushfire could not kill. And never will.
So you think about all those fires last summer, and of course, the fear of fire this summer. Oh my gosh. And it's all kind of universal, isn't it? Worldwide. That's about fire in Victoria, in the province of Victoria in Australia. Strathuin. Victoria, the big bushfires in February, because of course their summer's opposite ours, of 2009. By the Eric Bogle and John Monroe. Good stuff, good stuff. We're coming back. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're a little late on the break by about 4 minutes. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're coming back. We still have half a show to go. Half a show. Hang in there. We're coming back.
Classical music is the ultimate getaway. It takes you to exotic destinations, unexplored regions, sends you back in time, points you to the future, and it'll bring you home again. Let classical music spirit you to wherever your imagination goes. Thank you for choosing Northwest Public Radio as your NPR and classical music station.
Drizzly with fairly mild weather to start the weekend, but by the middle of next week, it will reach the 80s and even lower 90s. Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Then becoming windy tonight. Tomorrow looks warmer and sunny. Highs today on the Palouse of 60, the Lewis Clark Valley 68.
I'm drained cause it's rained and it's rained for the last 20 days. It won't give up an inch, no, not one little ray from the sun on the face of the town where you lived. It's been years, I've got hundreds more fears and tried not to, as much as I've tried, giving way to the flood of my tears in the mud on the ground of the town where you died. And no voice
down.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow. Between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the lark still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields.
Space, you can kick off your shoes and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet river bed. Sunny always remembers the words his mama said. Sunny, don't go away. Your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that to do, still he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs. And the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. It's 100 miles to town. Sonny's never been there. And he goes to the highway and stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4. And the mailman is old, but he still dreams his dreams full of silver and gold. Sonny's dreams can't be real. They're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes, dreams in his head. And he's hungry inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, though I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired. I'm not all that strong.
Fight for peace and justice to show the world I care. I may climb the tallest mountains just because they're there. In miracles I love and hopes and dreams, like the fish who swims against the tide to make its way upstream. Don't throw away your dreams. You may need them tomorrow. Cannot be borrowed. No one else can ever teach how life should seem or sound. Everything's within your reach. Dreams have no bounds. Cannot be borrowed.
Francis of Assisi said, Lord, I'm in distress. I've preached about your mercy, but your children couldn't care less. They take your laws and break your laws and use them to their gain. Well, it's been 600 years and nothing has been changed. I was a girl who loved her father till he left us for the sea. And caring for my mother and my brothers fell to me. I took my hair down, pulled my skirt up till I met a merchant's son. But the rich just saw a wretch who slipped her way out of the slum. So you can finish up your glass and I'll buy you another one. I'll satisfy your thirst because I need a dark deed done. His father is the devil and his mother Satan's wife. They had dinner with the colonel and served a deal to ruin my life. To recruit both of my brothers who were never fit to fight. And they sent those simple boys off to be slaughtered on the lines. And with their bodies still warm on the fields, our home was sent to Crete. That with no men now in our house, we forfeit property. And I begged and begged my husband, but his ears were deaf to me. So I saw my grieving ma be turned out on the street. So can you finish up your glass and I'll buy you another one. I'll satisfy your thirst because I need a dark deed done. When I walked my wedding aisle, their smiles told me what was to come. And if I wind up in a cell with the gallows freshly hung, I beg you please, Lord, don't forgive them, for they know just what they've done. But save some of your mercy, Lord, I plead, for they have made a murderer of me. No, sir, you cannot know my name. There's no fortune in my body or my money, I'll provide whatever your will's wanting to secure. You're on my side. They took all that was dear to me. Now I, without remorse, will take their only son who comes here to declare divorce. And now the time for crime approaches. Give me your word now that the fury of your forces find his bastard brow. That his carriage and his horses haul a corpse cross town to his parents who will weep over his crushed in crown. I can hear the hooves arrive and turn your eyes around. But it's him who's walking in, so let it all fall down. Dearest Lord, may I implore your mercy when I reach your gate. I know I chose a mortal sin that may have sealed my fate. But the poor can find no justice, and it fills our hearts with hate. Am I damned for all eternity? For I let them make a murderer of me. No, sir, you cannot know my name. There's no fortune in my fame. There should be no memory of what I became. And when my judgment comes, I will agree. But let me die in anonymity. You cannot know my name. There's no fortune in my fame. There should be no memory of what I became.
Oh, my, my, my. You know, we've played the Once here a lot. We've played, this is from their third album, and we've played them many, many, many times. Nothing like this, though. The Nameless Murderess. And, boy, implicating Pope Francis and St. Francis of Assisi. And, oh, my gosh. Wow. Don't Throw Away Your Dreams. Eric Bogle. Eric Bogle, who wrote in the late 70s, wrote two of the most often done anti-war songs about World War I. The band played Waltzing Matilda and No Man's Land, or Willie McBride. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? And he also did the one about the bushfire there in Flanders Fields, which is not his song. Eric Bogle, originally from Peebles in Scotland, who then moved to Australia in the mid-70s and has written a lot about Australia and all the things involved in Australia, plus universal things about world hunger and the idea that there is enough resource to go around to everybody. It's just all in the wrong place. All kinds of different things he's written. Of course, he wrote the very famous, the traditional folk singer's lament for the traditional folk song, i.e. No, no, a thousand times no, I'd rather see my life's blood spillin'. I'll sing anything, even God Save the King, but I just won't sing any Bob Dylan. And then the Once, and some great stuff, a wonderful version of Sonny's Dream, of course, that Emmy Lou and Dolores Keane and Mary Black recorded for that Irish album, Bringing It All Back Home. Sean Colvin recorded that. Well, shoot, old, what's his name? Christy Moore recorded that as well. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. And we're listening to the music and going, wow, that last one was really scary. All right. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming right back. We have an hour left to go. We have a calendar and all kinds of stuff. You just hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on because we're coming back. Cheers.